If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, to a show that some people are already calling Friday's podcast. You can check me out on Drive Time today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Anyway, more on that later. We begin, of course, with the build-up to the Champions League final tomorrow night, where Liverpool will take on Real Madrid. Excuse me, live on TalkSport. Now, in the last episode of the podcast, Mohamed Salah confirmed he will stay at Anfield for another season. On the breakfast show on TalkSport, Gabriel Agbonlahor has said that both Salah and Sadio Mane should be looking to leave the Reds.
Back out to the right edge of the area. What a goal by Sadio Mane on the volley. Salah on the turn. Oh, it's 2-0.
They're going to want their value, Salah and Mane, and if Liverpool won't give them that. I feel like they're stubborn enough players to feel if Kevin De Bruyne's getting it, Haaland's getting it, Sancho's getting it, then you've got to pay us the same as these players. So if you don't, then we will move on. And that's what Mane's probably thinking. If Bayern Munich can pay me what I deserve and the length of contract I want, I'll go. You're looking at the Mbappe deal. You're looking at De Bruyne sorting his own contract. You're hearing about what Haaland's getting. And these agents will know, you know, the levels of the deals. And Salah will be thinking, I'm getting top goal scorer season after season. You are giving me what I want or I'm going. Mane as well. They love Liverpool. Been there for a number of years. But if you don't give me what I'm worth, why should I stay?
The two players we're talking about, for me, are the best two players in the world right now, Salah and Mane. They get guaranteed they're going to get 25 goals a season, both of them, every year. What does that cost you if you were trying to buy them? It'd be, I mean, who'd you rather have, Gabby? Mbappe, Salah or Mane? It's the three great players, but I know what I've got with them two. I know they can do it in this league.
On now to boxing, and a viral video surfaced of Anthony Joshua confronting a group of students who thought it was a good idea to taunt the boxer from their dorms, only to find out they weren't quite safe. Anyway, unbelievably, the students knocked out Anthony Joshua in round two. Oh, no, sorry. Simon Jordan praised the former heavyweight champion for the stance he took, which was southpaw, I imagine.
Remember you're running up, because when I bring people up here and I start cracking your glass jaws, none of you will like it. When your jaws start breaking, people start chasing you out of this uni, you none of you will like it. Watch your mouth, because you don't know who you're talking to sometimes. I know, listen, all that public eyeball, I ain't into all that.
Freedom of speech is one thing. Being able to be accountable for what you say, I think that's a fabulous life lesson. We're living in a social media world where people think they can say what they want and they can get away with it. They can call people names, they can say things, they can tag people. You don't agree with their point of view, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe. You get all these vile names and they get stuck to you, and none of them, most instances are true. In this instance, these kids got a fabulous life lesson. Social media is one world. You can't now go out and run around doing precisely what you want in the real world. And here's somebody, you've just had reality, a bit of reality. You had the privilege and the disadvantage of somebody of this stature standing in front of you and go, I don't think so. Now, maybe those kids will have learned something in that environment so that when they think about running on a football pitch or when they think about doing something that is against the societal expectation or reasonable behaviour, they might remember that particular situation where the heavyweight champion of the world said, watch what you're saying and who you think you're saying it to. You're not sitting in your mum's bedroom with your pants around your ankles being rude to people that are famous. You've got the real deal in front of you.
Now, Burnley are close to appointing Manchester City legend Vincent Kompany. Not company, Kompany, as their new manager. The Clarence are, of course, in the Championship after being relegated from the Premier League. Here's Moni Moni Simon Jordan and Gabriel Agbonlahor disagreeing about the appointment.
I think it's risking me.
Do you?
Burnley are going to lose so many players. Some of their better players, Matt Neal, might leave. So you're bringing in a manager with no Premier League experience, unless he's got a lot of players he can bring in that can help Burnley. I think it's very risky. You need a manager that can get them out of the Championship and back to the Premier League on the first attempt.
Patrick Vieira did not very much with Nice. Did okay with New York City. And at the right time in the gestation period of his management career, he's landed at Crystal Palace. So the sum of all his experiences, Pep Guardiola, other managers that he's worked with, and then the management experience at Manchester City in their setup, and then the New York City environment, and then the Nice environment, and now Crystal Palace. But you might find that 3 years into his management experience in Belgium, in his native country where he was always going to go back to, that he now is the sum of all his parts. And it might be a really clever move.
Now, ahead of this weekend's playoff final, Jim and Simon spoke to a man well-versed with the playoffs in Bobby Zamora. They got onto chatting about his beloved West Ham, and Zamora claimed their talisman Declan Rice, or Ricey as he's known to his friends, or Double Deck as I call him, will only get deserved recognition once he leaves the London Stadium.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
I'd love him to have one more season with the club, but he's shocked me, really. I think he's shocked everybody over the last two seasons how much he's come on. Mark Noble told me a long time ago, this kid is special. Like 4 years ago, this kid is special. Wait till he comes on the scene. And I still don't think he's given the credit that he's due. I still don't think that people know exactly what he's fully capable of. You know, he actually has unbelievable feet in terms of skills.
Into the path of Rice, who skates into the box. He takes on one defender and smashes it into the top of the net. And Declan Rice rescues West Ham United.
I think he'll only get that credit when he goes and wins trophies. Although there's Harry Kane, you know, in terms of hasn't won anything. Yes, he's got a great profile. But if he wins things, which he needs to do for himself, I think, needs to take that step. For me, I hope Dec stays for one more season, just to get West Ham and kick them on one more step if we can and put us another step up in profile.
Now, our new TalkSport documentary, Revy's Angels, airs at 6 p.m. Saturday evening following the League Two playoff final. It tells the story of the legendary Leeds manager, Don Revy, and the incredible side he assembled in the 60s and 70s. Leeds legend Eddie Gray features throughout the documentary. Here, he explains how Brian Clough admitted to him that he made mistakes when he took over from Revy at Elland Road. Yes, I made a mistake, young man. No, that's just me doing that.
He actually says to me, I did it wrong when I come in. Brian's biggest problem was him and Don never really seen eye to eye.
I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. There is no other reply to that question.
Yeah, but there's no way you could win it better.
Why not?
No.
But that's the only hope I've got.
We'd only lost four matches, isn't it?
I can only lose three.
The two of them were great managers. I mean, although Brian Clough never did it at our club, he went on to prove to be one of the greatest managers the country's ever had. I mean, he won two European Cups at Forest, and Nottingham Forest are doing well.
You can hear Revy's Angels in full tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on TalkSport. Anyway, on to Jose Mourinho and Roma, who, of course, won the pointless cup. Some call it the Europa League Conference. They beat Feyenoord in the final. I think no one really knows. The special ones raised five fingers at the end of the game, gesturing to how many European titles he's won. And that, of course, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's Simon and Jim having a big old Barney about that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers in the air, or four fingers in the thumb.
This is what he does.
That's my fifth. We get it.
But so what? What's your problem?
We get it.
We admire. Okay, we loved, lauded and applauded Muhammad Ali for running around telling everyone he was the greatest.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, hold on. But he was a self-aggrandisizing sportsman.
Okay.
And he delivered on his boasts, and he was probably the most charismatic character that ever invaded the boxing world. Jose Mourinho is a charismatic character.
Oh,
he's a person that you do not...
I wouldn't argue against
that. You walk in a room, you know he's in there with you.
But you could argue in recent years, trophies have covered up the cracks. They papered over the cracks, and there have been cracks.
Well, they're not cracks anymore at Manchester United, are they? They are massive fissures. They are like the Grand Canyon.
I agree.
And he was in that environment with that particular group of players, a lot of them still there, right? And he managed to win the Europa League. He managed to win the League Cup. He managed to put them second in the league.
Yeah, but he couldn't right the ship. He couldn't get the ship upright again, and nor could he do so at Tottenham.
Well, he couldn't because he couldn't get exactly what he wanted. Jose Mourinho has to be given exactly what he wanted.
So how should this be hailed?
Okay, you've won something. Your job wasn't... I don't think he was brought into Roma to put them sixth. And that's what he's done in Serie A.
Yeah.
So on one hand, you say... And he'll have to be honest about that. They finished fifth the previous season, I think, and fifth most seasons under Fonseca. So he hasn't elevated them within the confines of Serie A. And if you were asking him seriously when he was confronted with an opportunity to win something that wasn't the third tier of a European tournament that was put together for the also-rans, the sort of the pub sides of European football, by comparison in terms of the rewards...
Yeah.
Then he'd never say that was a league he want, a tournament he wanted to win, but it's the one he could win. It's the one his team were able to win, so he's won it. So that makes him a winner of sorts.
Yeah,
Tottenham couldn't win it. Feyenoord couldn't win it. Other teams couldn't win it. So he's won it.
But he's not the Messiah.
He's an iron, isn't he?
He's been called the Messiah in some news outlets this morning. He's not that, is he?
Who by?
He's not that. I've seen it in some newspapers this morning.
What's he, a very naughty boy then?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, it's emerged that Newcastle's Callum Wilson has been commuting 250 miles each day to training this season. Here's Big Alan Brazil warning Wilson that he must move his family closer to the northeast and avoid a big commute.
My family still live in Poole, in Dorset, beautiful part of the world. Travelling back and forth to see them after games and on days off probably contributed to having setbacks over the last 2 years. I'm going to move them up with me now. That is going to minimise travel, so on my days off, I'll actually be going to the training ground for recovery. Listen, football is a short life, right? Mm-hmm. You earn a fortune, and I personally think you have to sacrifice. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Newcastle, right? Before people start saying, mm-hmm. we mean, Poole in Dorset is one of the most expensive parts of the UK. It's gorgeous, sandbanks down there, beautiful. But for the good of yourself, your health, and playing football at the highest level in the Premier, earning a fortune, you have to move them, surely.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast. From I'm back on Andy Gosling's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Just do it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.